Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre, episode 43. And today's episode is sponsored by the beautiful Carmel Burke. Thank you so much, Carmel, for sponsoring me on Buy Me a Coffee. So I've got a couple of questions that I want to go through today, listener questions, because as I said in the last episode, my email suddenly started working and I've realised that you have all been emailing me all this time. So the first thing I want to talk about actually is something that came up in a reading, and I would love your take on it and your views on it, and it might be something that I submit to the Mediumship Natter Girls. But why is it that after people pass, we can get tons and tons and tons of signs, and then all of a sudden the signs stop and we don't get any? Or why is it when we've been waiting for signs and waiting and waiting and waiting that we get no signs? I think it must be really, really hard for people who are in desperate need of a sign from their loved one, that they are not receiving what feels like any interaction. And if you're one of those people, I'm so sorry, because that must be the pits when you've got an Instagram feed full of people telling you that there are signs out there, that the spirit world are with you, and you've lost your mum and you desperately want to hear from her and she doesn't seem to be showing up. That can be really heartbreaking. And I think there are a few reasons for this. But the first thing that I want to say is, if you are in desperate need to hear from a loved one and know that they're okay, don't wait. Get a reading with a medium. Doesn't have to be me. This is not a sales podcast. But find somebody that can make that contact for you. And as I always say, try not to fall into the trap of going to demonstrations, because there is a kind of energy that can sometimes be there of demand. And that's really difficult to navigate, because if you really want to hear from your loved one, I get that completely. But if you're going to a demonstration and there's 50 other people there who want to hear from loved ones, then you can't put your loved ones to test and to task that way. So as you all know, I recommend going to demonstrations to have fun, to watch the spirit world at work, to possibly get a reading, but also just to see a medium work and see the spirit world at work with no expectation. And it's the same thing, I believe, with signs. Sometimes that we want it so hard and so badly that we almost create a blockage in our experience to be able to receive it. And that would tie in, funnily enough, with law of attraction stuff. So Abraham Hicks often talk about, if you want it, put your request in and then forget about it. Get out of the way. The best thing you can do to manifest the future that you desire is sleep, which I love and has been the permission I've always been searching for. But it's that same kind of thing. If you want a sign, ask your loved one for a sign. Ask them clearly, and I always think clarity is really important. I know that sometimes when I speak to the spirit world, it's a bit sort of, oh dear spirit world, if you could please give me, if it would be okay, if it's not too much trouble, but I would really like this or this or maybe this. I don't mind what I get, but please can I have something? Thank you so much. Are you really there? I hope you're okay. I hope you're not annoyed with me for asking. I do know that you're there and I understand that you're there, but I still sometimes would like proof that you're there. Yours sincerely, Hannah. Kiss, kiss. That it becomes a very unclear space of creation. And the way that spirit have always shown that to me is, if you want to receive anything, you need to be opening your energy up, not controlling it, but being very clear about what it is that you want and what it is that you're asking for. So for example, if you want a sign that your loved one is with you, say to them, I would like to see your initials on something today. I would like a feather from you today. I would like a butterfly. Don't ask for a butterfly in January in the UK, because that's really, really hard. But ask for things, and then you've got a real point of reference of what you are looking for. Because do I think that your loved ones are withholding signs from you? No, I don't. I just think that maybe in your energetic space, your attention is not being drawn to them. A bit like trying to see the wood for the trees. You're trying to look so hard for stuff that you're unable to see what's right in front of you. We've all done that, haven't we? The number of times that I have looked for my glasses while they've been on the end of my nose, that kind of thing. We're all doing stuff like that all the time, and I think it's the same thing. I don't believe that your mum is not trying to communicate with you and let you know that you're there, that she's there. I believe that you have created resistance to being able to see that. And I do think sometimes when people pass, there is sort of like a flurry of activity because everybody needs it so badly. And then going forward, it does sort of steady out. But I will say this, I do wonder if it steadies out because we kind of get used to it. I do feel for the spirit world, I have to say, because they do the most amazing things for me. And then it becomes habituated and ordinary and very quickly. And then I'm on to the next thing that I want. And I mean, I don't even bloody look for feathers anymore. Feathers used to blow my mind. So there's something to be said for that too. Now, one of the things that's really easy that you can do if you want to see spirit around you is filming for orbs. Now, before everyone gets on my case, I'm aware that some orbs are dust. Okay, I'm aware of that. If you've just shaken out a blanket and then you film for orbs, you will blow your own mind, but the majority of that is dust. That said, I do believe that orbs can be seen and are spirit activity at this point in time. So what you can do is on your mobile phone, you need to have your flash on. I don't know why, because it needs to have that. And you can just ask your spirit people to show themselves to you, and you will be able to see orbs floating up to your camera. And you can say, you know, is that you, so and so? And it will move, and then say, if that's you, come up really close to the camera, and they'll come up really close to the camera. If that's you, I want you to move really, really quickly, and they'll move really, really quickly. So you can communicate with it in that way. So don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to experience that, because I think it's rather marvelous. And I do know that there are the less ethical mediums online shaking tea towels before they start work, so it looks like they've got loads of spirit activity. I understand that. This isn't about showboating. This is about you and the spirit world. I remember one Christmas Day is my birthday. I don't know if I've told you guys that. And one Christmas Day, I just said to spirit, I would really like, show me you're here to celebrate my birthday. And this orb, I don't even know. See, this is the thing. I had that moment of wonder. I don't even know what I've done with the video of it. But it was so big, and it was multicolored, and it was just incredible. And it blew my mind. It blew my mind. So don't be afraid to sort of take control and put yourself in the driving seat. And if you feel like you want to know if your loved ones are with you, they understand, I do believe, the spirit world understand that we need tangible stuff sometimes because we are in a physical body. And it would be great if we all just believed and didn't need anything, wouldn't it? But that's not how it works. We do need more. So ask and see what they bring, and allow it to come. And don't, I mean, orbs is pretty instantaneous, but if they've got to manifest you something physical, give them a little time. Don't expect it to be instantaneous. So I hope that helps. Now, I've also got a email that was emailed to me from Tracy, recommended by my dear friend Belle in Australia, who you will have all heard on the podcast. So, hi, Hannah. A few years ago, I had a reading and was told at the very beginning of the reading that Spirit wanted me to know I was like her. She said I had a calling, like her, that I was an angel of death, but not in the way we think, like a grim reaper. She said I would be helping the Archangel Michael when people die. I will be around and help them with Michael onto the next journey. I was very blown away and wasn't really sure what to do or make of it. She mentioned that I had healing coming from my hands and I radiated peace and love, which would help those in transition. Funny thing is, I rarely like being touched myself or even touching other people. Lol. Over the last 2 years, people in my life have lost loved ones and I've helped them to get through their grief, as I lost my dad years ago. I can relate, on a very much emotional level, what they are going through, and those friendships have become stronger. Some have fallen to the wayside. And for myself, I feel as though I go through another level of grieving the loss of my dad with each person I connect with. Is this normal? I feel so lost all the time, not knowing if I should be pursuing anything or even where to start looking, but I feel as though I'm being pulled into doing something. I got your name from Belle. I helped and still chat with her all the time about her dad's passing. And do you know what? Every time I hear anything that people experience with signs from the other side, or even watching Afterlife on Tubi, my heart just jumps up and down, or I get goosebumps when I resonate with things. Talking with others does tire me out extremely though, but I can explain what I'm feeling when I'm chatting with them. Grief, joy, elation. It's a roller coaster of emotions. Thanks for taking the time to read this. I know your work is busy. Tracy. So, interesting here, isn't it? And this, to start off with, does lead to the sort of ethics and integrity of readings. And it makes me think about my own readings and whether I'm giving people enough information on how to take things further. It's easy to sit here and say, well, the person that read for you should have told you what they truly meant, rather than just leaving you with some ambiguous idea of being an angel of death and then sent you out in the world. And I do agree with that, but then I also have to say, on the flip side, if I was doing a reading for somebody, would I follow that up? And I don't know. I can't honestly say. So my first thing I want to say to you, Tracy, is I don't believe in callings. I don't think that we come here with a set life path. I think we choose our life path. I do not believe I have a calling to be a medium. I believe I love it. And so that's why I'm here. Just as if you feel like you're doing it because someone's told you you have a calling, but actually you'd much rather be planting geraniums, you know where your answer is at this time. So for me, there is no calling. We don't come here with a predestined path. We come here with things that we need to learn and certain attributes, but of course they can be applied to many things. I've talked about this before, but I'm a very good orator. I'm really good at talking. I could use that in many ways. I could use that to be a politician. I could use that to write poetry. I could write stories. I could read the news. I could be on a radio show. There's so many things that I could do with that, but I choose mediumship. So don't feel, just because you are empathic and sympathetic and able to hold a space for people, that you need to be pigeonholed into helping people pass. That said, healing, great. And there's so many ways that you can help people who are healing, and helping people pass is an amazing thing to do. I've met a few soul midwives on my journey, and I think that they are incredible. And it's definitely something that I would consider having with me when I transition, if I get a planned transition. So for those of you that don't know, soul midwives are exactly, or soul doulas, they have different names, are exactly what they sound like. These are people that help people around the time of their death. They become a spokesperson for the person who is dying. They liaise with the family. They find that person's wishes. They help people think about the planning and the things that they need to do. And they ease that process. And at the moment of passing, they hold a space for the family and for that person. and sort of take control of it, really. So you've got someone there who's experienced death and knows what death is like, who can walk you through that process. And I think that is amazing work. Equally, I know that's not my work. And I think it's an incredible gift to give people, but it's also not something that I would be comfortable doing. So don't allow yourself to be pigeonholed just because a reader says that. I mean, it does sound very dramatic, doesn't it, calling someone an angel of death in a reading, and I'm pretty sure I've never said that to anyone. There are options, there are things that are available. And healing as well, I just want to touch on this bit. You don't like being touched, you don't like touching other people. I don't touch people when I heal them. When I do Reiki on people, I'm hands off all the way. So don't allow that to limit you either. Now, it does sound like you are an amazing healer and you are really helping people. It's so interesting to me that you have all these people sort of attracted to you for your support and your guidance. But I do feel very drawn at this moment, Tracy, to remind you of the law of attraction. And if you are expecting people to be drawn to you because you are the angel of death and this is your calling, then you will attract those people to you. And there is something to be said with allowing yourself to have boundaries with it, allowing yourself to decide what is right for you and what is not right for you, wrong for you even. So don't feel pressured into doing that. Now, it's wonderful that you are helping people, and I'm not belittling that at all. What an amazing gift to be giving them. Doesn't mean you have to give it to them, but what an amazing gift. And I can understand that that is opening the healing wound for you again and again, about your own dad and your own experience, because you are sitting in somebody's energy, you're sitting in their grief. So of course, sitting in their grief and having that experience and that emotional pull is going to bring up your own stuff for you. Of course it is. So yes, that is normal. Now, I would suggest if you feel lost and you feel like you should be doing something, that you don't limit yourself. And that you allow a little bit of fun. For most people, dear Tracy, the beginning of their spiritual unfoldment journey is fun. It's a bit like being a kid at the pick and mix counter and you choosing what you want to have. Oh, I'm going to try a blackjack. Yum, delicious. I love blackjack. Sorry for those of you who don't. Now I'm going to try a cola bottle. Oh, not so keen on that. Oh, now I'm going to have a licorice torpedo. Bats are delicious. So I feel that you need to allow yourself that, because none of us, I think, at the beginning know where the journey is going to take us. So if you're feeling like you want to do something, and this is a choice, I want to make that really clear. If you feel like you want to follow this path and you want to work with the spirit world and you want to see, and you might end up being an angel of death, you might end up doing something else completely and entirely different. The thing that I would suggest to you that you do is experiment, play with it, see what works for you, see what doesn't. Go on a tasting adventure, a wine flight with the spirit world, and have a little nibble, see what you like, keep what you do, discard what you don't. And that's what I really feel drawn to say to you, Tracy, is I feel that that medium with the best intentions has almost limited you. And this is one of the real hard things when you're doing readings for people and opening them up, because in honesty, in absolute honesty, I do believe that any of you can do anything. So when you sit with me having a card reading, it's almost like, well, you could do whatever you want. What do you want to do? And that is the truth of it. And that is how I feel. And so it's great that she's hung her hat on a real definitive path for you, but also not great, because then you feel like that's your only option and that's come from the spirit world. And I'm not saying she's wrong. All I'm saying is that there's a huge amount of space and scope for you to develop and you to experience and you to try. So don't feel limited. And if I was to make any suggestion, Tracy, I would follow the things that feel fun for a bit. I think working with people that are passing is an amazing thing if you've had the fun with the spirit world. It's a bit like when I do a really, really sad reading. Because I've got so much experience in working with spirit and connecting and communicating with spirit, I can bounce back quite quickly. So it might seem callous if you're watching it, because I'll do a link with a mother and their child, and it'll be very emotional and very sad. And then the next time, the next spirit will come in, will always be more upbeat, because spirit know that I want the energy of the room lifted, and they will play and we'll have fun and we'll laugh. And you have to be like that. You can't just sit in the sadness, because it will be to your detriment. So I would suggest you follow what feels fun. You follow that joy and that elation, and of course there will be sadness in that, but you just get more comfortable in that higher vibration. And then if the work with the people who are passing comes back, then you know that that is there for you. And if it doesn't, and you end up having the best time ever doing Technicolor aurographs with people and healing them without touching them, then go for that too. But don't allow yourself to be limited and pigeonholed, because there are so many options for us all. And every time I say to spirit, what do you want me to do? The answer is always the same. What do you want to do? And we back and forth. What do you want me to do? What do you want to do? Well, what do you want me to do? Well, what do you want to do? Well, I don't know. What do you want me to do? We want you to do what makes you happy. Well, it makes me happy working for you. No, that doesn't work like that, Hannah. Choose what you want. Oh, okay. So work through that. And I hope that helps, Tracy. But it sounds to me like you are giving too much of yourself away. If you're getting tired from other people, be very mindful of your boundaries and your barriers. Very mindful of how much energy you've got to give and how much you want to give. It's one of the biggest lessons that all people in spiritual journeys can learn, is that you have to sometimes say no. And sometimes you have to take a bit of something for yourself. So I hope that this helps. And let me know if you've got any questions. I'm sending you lots of love across the world. If you've got a question like Tracy's, please do email me podcast@hannahmedium.co.uk. Thanks for listening.